What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about a different type of narcissist, the somatic narcissist. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. Boom, episode 1003. I forgot to say that. I've been forgetting. Goodness, give me a break. 1003 episodes. I'm losing it sometimes. So, y'all, the somatic narcissist. I don't know if y'all have seen very many videos about the somatic narcissist, but this is pretty much the basic type of narcissist that a lot of people talk about. Somatic narcissistic people get their supply or their self-worth from vanity, from their looks, their physical appearance. They're so hyper-focused on their physical appearance. These are, I would say that somatic narcissistic people tend to be some of the most insecure, inflated ego people on the damn planet. And I would know. Am I still kind of somatic? Yeah, I would just say that. I would say I was a somatic narcissistic person for a very long time. I still kind of am. But in order to kind of face that, the super being super vain and things like that, being obsessed and consumed with how I look, I actually go around looking disheveled a lot of times. Like right now, this is disheveled. You see how frizzy my hair is right now? I'm disheveled because I don't want to be super hyper focused on my looks and whatnot. But I'm going to work on my, I'm going to get an edge up. I'm going to be back. I'll be back soon. I'll be back like the Terminator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, somatic narcissistic people, y'all, tend to be super hyper focused on their appearances, and not just on their appearances, on the appearance of others. Like, it's one of the things, like, you will see that somatic narcissists tend to like super hyper focus and be super judgmental of other people, of how they view other people and whatnot, of how other people are viewed in their eyes and whatnot. Like, it's almost like they cannot think past how people appear, how people look, how people present themselves. They're always judging people about their shoes or their clothes or their hair or their teeth or their weight or their body, whatever it is, y'all, their money, their resources, whatever it is, their appearance. You know, they tend to be the super judgmental, insecure, narcissistic people. Like, if you strip the narcissist, the somatic narcissist, of their looks and appearance, what do they have? What else do they have? Now, I have a bubbly personality, and I'm humorous. I tell people I have a good personality. It's just disordered. But that's part of the process right there, y'all. I understand who I am. A lot of somatic narcissistic people are the cocky and conceited narcissists. This is like the word narcissist would apply, extremely apply to somatic narcissists. Like the general word narcissist applies to somatic narcissistic people, because when you think of narcissists, you think of cocky, conceited people, people that are obsessed with how they look and what they drive and things like that, how they dress. They have to have the nicest of things. That word applies a lot to somatic narcissists. So a lot of y'all might deal with the super vain, egotistical, somatic narcissist. That's why I'm just telling y'all, when your attraction overrides your intuition, you lose, y'all. You just will. When your attraction overrides your discipline, like, I'm just so attracted to this person. They're so beautiful, I'm willing to give them another chance, you know? And somatic narcissists don't come in any shape, size, or gender. You mean, they're just somatic narcissists. They present themselves a certain type of way. But, you know, they might not be conventionally attractive to a lot of people. You know what I mean? Because that happens. Like, and I just tell y'all this as well. Somatic narcissists hate being criticized in any way, shape, or form. Like, if it's not praise, it's criticism. I'll say that again. If you're not praising them, you are criticizing them. There is no in between in that space right there. If you're not praising a somatic narcissist, you're absolutely criticizing them. Somatic narcissistic robot needs to reset, rebooting. Deep breath, achieved. Restart it. If you're not complimenting them, you are insulting them. If you don't notice how their hair looks, or their new makeup, or their new shoes, or their new socks, or shirt, or how they're dressed, you're insulting them. They want you to notice. A lot of somatic narcissists, can somatic narcissists be covert narcissists as well? Yes. You don't have to be outrageous in peacocking to be a somatic narcissist. You can be a covert somatic narcissist. That's what I would be. I would just dress nice and try to look nice, but I'm not boisterous and out, loud and that right there. I'm cool. I'm chill. I try to stand out without standing out. That's how I used to describe myself. I would try to stand out without necessarily standing out, And that's what happens. It seems like somatic narcissists can seem humble sometimes as well, because you give them a compliment and they'll just be like, oh, well, thanks. Cool. I appreciate that. They don't go crazy like, oh, wow, thank you so much. They take it as they expect it. They're expecting this supply, And somatic narcissists are the ones that tend to get worse as they age, because every narcissist, I would say, gets worse as they age. But because somatic narcissistic people are so focused on how they look, they can get very just nasty as they get older. They can get very mean as they get older, very vicious as they get older. The old bitter narcissistic grandma or grandpa that just hates the world, even though they might have everything. They just don't want, they don't like the way they look anymore. They don't recognize themselves anymore as a young, vibrant, youthful person. So they hate the way that they look. They hate the way that they're presenting themselves towards you. They hate it. They hate it so much. Like, they hate getting older and whatnot. So that's what it is. But you can also get the kind of somatic narcissistic person that, tries to connect to people through sexual expression. They express themselves sexually. They're sexually liberated people. They just go crazy. Some of them can be sex addicts, but they get their feel off of being sleeping or trying to sleep with a lot of people. It's a numbers game for somatic narcissists. It can be quality, but a lot of times it's quantity over quality. And I'm not saying anybody else is of less quality, but that's narcissistic people. Some of them will sleep with whoever will sleep with them. If you give a somatic narcissist a compliment and you are of the gender that they are attracted to, they might try to sleep with you based on a compliment. Oh, you like me? They think that because you compliment them, you like them. You must like me. You complimented me, so you must like me. So you complimented me, so you must want to sleep with me. It's very hard. Like I said, this type of narcissist is extremely selfish, self-centered, and hugely egotistical. So they only really care about getting their own personal needs met. They have to get their needs met. I need my needs to be met in this space right here. And as long as their needs are being met, they don't care how they're treating other people. Let's keep it hot and be realistic with it. As long as this person's needs are being met, they don't care how they are treating you. My needs are being met. How you being treated is kind of second tier. It's kind of lower rung, so to speak. As long as my needs are being met, I don't care how you feel. Why should I care how you feel as long as my needs are being met? My wants and needs are completed. That's just how it goes right there, y'all. I just feel like that's how it happens right there. This is just part of it. And like I said, if you're dealing with a somatic narcissistic person, you probably understand this video. You're like, damn, man, that is crazy. And like I said, they do not get better as they age, y'all, because they start they can become hyper focused on themselves. They see one wrinkle, or if somebody points out a gray hair or something like that, you might go home and they might go home and lose their damn minds. If this is your partner and somebody points out a flaw, they'll take it out on you later on. You might can sense their energy shift in that moment, but later on they will take it out on you. They will blast you later on for it. I can't believe, how dare they talk about a wrinkle on my face? How dare they talk about this? How dare they bring this up or mention this? How dare they? And they'll take it out on you. I'm not saying they'll go home and try to beat your ass or something like that, but some of them will. They'll take it out on you. They'll give you the silent treatment. They'll treat you badly, but they won't make it. They might not try to make a scene in front of other people, but they'll treat you badly. You know what I mean? Like I said, this type of narcissist, y'all, well, they kill for attention. They want to be the center of attention. Like I said, the covert somatic narcissist, they'll try to be the center of attention without trying to draw the light to them. Like, they want people to see them, but don't want all the attention focused on them, so to speak. The overt somatic narcissist is the kind of peacock person that, you know, has on a bright orange suit, or like, you know, like Dumb and Dumber. You ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber, where Jim Carrey had on an orange suit and Jeff Daniels had on a blue suit? That type of stuff right there. Like, they stand out in the crowd. They want a peacock. They want all the lights, camera, action to be on them. You see a lot of this type of stuff with celebrity somatic narcissists. You see them. They just hyper-focus on their looks and, like, only care about how they look and getting their needs met. They don't care how their actions affect other people, as long as it's somehow, some way, shape, or form, this action is benefiting them. You know, and like I said, there's no cure for somatic narcissism, y'all. They have to go to therapy. They have to be willing to work on themselves and to just be okay with getting older and things like that. Be okay with the finite nature of life as a whole. Because if they don't, like, if you're dealing with this type of person, y'all, they will absolutely get worse as they get older. They're not going to accept getting older, because, like, in this space right here, the older, especially if they got money, the older they get, the more that they will become dependent upon that money or whatever to get supply, you know, to get that narcissistic supply. They will be dependent upon getting that money because they can try to get beautiful people around them, especially the narcissistic man and whatnot. They'll try to use money to get beautiful, you know, women, beautiful men, whoever they're attracted to, around them. Hey, I got money. That makes them feel young and exuberant. The somatic narcissist cares about their image so much that they hyper-focus on how their partner looks as well. So this is the type of narcissist that will leave you for a younger person. Now, a lot of different narcissists will leave you for the younger person, but this type will leave you for a younger person because it makes them look better. It makes them feel better about themselves. It gives them that validation that they need. And they will abandon their kids, abandon their family, just for the shot of being in a relationship with somebody younger and more exuberant or pretty, whatever it is in that space. So somatic narcissistic people, y'all, they are hyper-focused on their looks, and they might actually be conventionally attractive people, but they will be super insecure. So they will be hyper-focused on your looks, but they'll be jealous of you as well. They'll make you feel weird about going to the gym to work on yourself, because even though they might look good, they want to hold you back from looking good. They want to keep you exactly how you are because they think if you look better, you'll find somebody to replace them, because they are always comparing and contrasting themselves to other people. You know, they're consistently comparing and contrasting themselves to other people, how they look, how they feel, you know, the money they have, like the hair, how tall they are, the height, whatever. I mean, I'm telling you, they're always comparing and contrasting themselves to other people. So they might exude this level of confidence, but right beneath that first layer of confidence is super, like, the insecure swamp. Under the lily pads is an insecure swamp. You know what I mean? Under the lily pads of confidence is a big swamp of insecurity. You know what I mean? The lily pads are beautiful, but as soon as you lift that lily pad up, it's like swamp water, stinking, you know, smell bad, look bad. It's just horrible. But anyways, y'all, let's talk in the comment section. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, whatever, drop a comment or whatnot. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. As always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.